The dialect of Stokesley, Yorkshire. Mr. Charles Armstrong, aged 61, a retired small farmer, recorded in his home, Belmont House, College Square, Stokesley, by Stanley Ellis on the 16th of April, 1955.
You see, I'd never been brought up to arable land. Just a grassland farm, and I did all to pick up. I had the old to plough, and I don't know, the horses. I could drive them, you know, but I couldn't plough, I couldn't set a furrow and out. I used to get a pal to come over and help me to set a fur, and through time I got it done over. But I didn't know a real right job. I never could make a stack, you know. And they can't make stacks now, you know, same as they did before my days. I do a kind of bit of threshing now, you know. And, do you know, there's loads and loads of corn wasted just because farmers now today doesn't know how to make stacks. And I'll tell you something else. Masters can't show them neither.
Well, how should they make a stack?
Well, the majority of them, you know, they make them over flat, you see. And instead of what it running off, it runs into its stack. There's many a time where the fork don't below it is, and never get a bit of dry corn. Now then, if that had happened to former days, man that built that stack would have been, here's the money, get off, you see, straight away. And I tell you, Masters is as bad as young fellas now because they weren't learn. All they wanted is to get off the farm and get did football matches and cricket matches and cycling things. Aye, but farming today, you know, is not like what it was in former years. No. You know, they get stuck with these here tractors, you know, and they're landed. Mm. You see, when you finish with a tractor, you shove her into the shed and she's finished with. But it wasn't the former days, you know, with horses. I remember when we were at Tant, you know, we used to have a chap there, they call him Jack Frankish. He used to be up there by 6:30 of the morning, and he was out at field by 7:00, and he never come back well 5, no, but for dinner, like, for his dinner hour. And then he had all his horses to groom and clean down, you know, and some of them, if they'd been sweating heavy, they would never leave them till they were dry. Well, you know that he spent hours and hours at stables. But you can't get young fellas to do that now. Oh, they want to be off courting, you know. Aye. Aye. Times is and times was, eh? Of course, I had it pretty rough when I started. I got started with a milk round, you know, and I used to sell it wholesale at first. And then I got started with a retail round. Well, I used to be up at 4:30 every morning that he would come, and I used to milk about, I had 13 cows to milk before I got my breakfast.
Hand milk?
Hand milk, think on, wasn't machine milking. And I used to have a little clock stuck on table, you know, down at milk house. And I used to milk with that clock. And if I was 5 minutes late, I knew I'd have that 5 minutes to make up. Folks used to get up with me, you know, when I used to come to Stouter with milk. I remember when I got a pair of rubber wheels, you know, put on me float. I had iron wheels, you know, iron wheels, and I got a pair of rubbins put on. Well, I used to pass Sexton, you know. And there was 3 mornings, bells never got rung. He never had me go pass with rubber wheels. They never got rung them 3 mornings. Aye. They always used to get up with me, you know. Oh, I'd slump it me badly.
After.
Every sheep I had that year lost 30 bob a head.
I had sheep as well.
I kept a few sheep, when I first started, then when I was on wholesaling, you know. Mm. They lost 30 bob a head, did all my sheep, and about a few basin to feed, you know, and they all lost money. Where in them days, you know, if you had a base that left 4 or 5 pound, you thought you did well. But no, you know. Well, I don't know what they might know, you know, the very dear buy you. Mm-hmm. I mean, to buy in, terribly dear. I mean, you know, they'll get 60 pound for an odd cow, you know, now. Mm-hmm. Well, I've bought money a lot of tow. I've bought money a lot of tow. I've got a pound and all. I used to do a bit of dealing and all, you know. Mm-hmm. I used to waddle off round deals, you know, and try to buy myself somewhat cheap, and sometimes I didn't, sometimes I didn't, you know. They used to bite me, did them odd lads up there. They knew more than I did. But if it...